You're listening to Real Facts on Real Estate with Sean Patrick Maloney.
This sounds good.
Welcome to episode 44. Listening is key. I'm your host, Sean Patrick Maloney. Thanks for joining me this week for the podcast. I want to talk to you about listening. In conversation, it's very easy to want to fill dead air with talk. We all want to speak a lot. We actually love hearing our own voice. And it's one of the things that we always do whenever we feel awkwardness is fill it in with a bunch of talk. So I want to talk about why listening is potentially the best way to gain leverage in all arguments, in all business, and how to grow your business in the fastest way possible. So one of the first things I want to talk about is the fact that when you give someone empty space, empty air, it gives them time to think. And the average person wants to speak. So in a negotiation standpoint, it's actually very powerful to take a big silence, to give a person that awkward air where if I just stop talking for a moment, it doesn't take you long before you wonder, when's he going to say the next thing? What is the next thing going to be? Because your brain just does not like that empty space. So when we're doing that in the middle of a conversation, such as a negotiation, especially when in person, and just looking across the table at them, waiting for them to give an answer, it can really make somebody make a decision in a split second where they don't make the most educated decision, they make the fastest decision, which sometimes in negotiation means that they've exposed something to you that they should not have at that point. So one of the things listening can do is allow them to tell you everything you need to know in order to win. So that's why speaking less often is a very important part of the entire process. We want to really only say what we need to say and allow them to say everything they want to say. So again, we're only going to say what we need to say, and we're going to allow them to say what they want to say. When we ask questions, they're going to tell us everything that they want. They're going to tell us their needs. They're going to tell us their desires. And ultimately, the more we let them talk, the more they'll actually even undermine their own things. If you sit there and someone says, how about $350,000, and you just give them a blank stare and sit there for a few minutes, they might say, well, you know, I could actually do $345 if that makes it work. Now, you haven't spoken a word, and suddenly $5,000 disappears into thin air. Maybe it was a look, maybe it was the silence, but things can change. This happens all the time in negotiation, and I know some people are probably sitting there right now thinking, geez, I don't know about that. I think I'm a better talker than I am at doing this whole listening thing. Give it a try. You'd be surprised. Some of the best negotiation books in the entire world will allude to using this type of action and behavior plan to make people do what you want. One of the things that always stands true of people is that they love themselves. Everybody loves to hear about themselves, talk about themselves, tell you about their pets, tell you about their needs, tell you about the awards they won, where they work, how they work, why they work, what they like to eat, all these different things, especially when people think something about themselves is great. And one of the things we know about homes is everyone thinks that their home is the best. So in real estate, people love themselves and they really love their home. So when you allow them to talk for a long time, they're going to start divulging those important pieces of information to you. And you're just going to sit back and continue to just ask these little teeny tiny questions. Just asking them, and why do you feel that way? And how does that make you feel? And when did you stop feeling like this? These little tiny questions can continue to poke and prod more and more answers out of them without you getting any further into your side of the equation. When people tell you they really want to sell the home quick, why do they want to sell the home quick? Well, they're moving. Why are they moving? Well, they're moving because they're getting a divorce. Now suddenly, you know, okay, they really need to sell this home. These little teeny tiny questions, these when, where, why, how, what if, these things can actually open up huge doors. Whereas when they said, you know, they really want to sell the house, okay, great, my client really wants to buy a house. I've now just told them that my client really wants to buy a house versus my client's in the idea of thinking about buying a house. It totally separates and changes everything because what it means is that my client's a little more vulnerable now because they need to buy a house versus want to buy a house versus could buy a house. So these are the reasons that we're asking them all these little questions and letting them talk about themselves and loving themselves. If you guys have ever seen the TV show back in the day, there was one on, I don't know exactly what it was called, but it's about a guy that was a dating expert and people always wondered, you know, how did he do it? And he would simply just ask people questions about themselves. And he'd make them fall back in love with themselves. And because he cared so much about them, they would inevitably care about him. And when he didn't want to speak about himself and kept speaking about them, it brought up their inquisitive nature of wanting to know more about him, because he never told them anything about himself. He just allowed it to be right back to them, right back to them. And I really always thought that that was a great point. It was like, when you hold off on talking about yourself, it's so natural to others that they almost wonder, they need to hear more. So then they start asking and they really want. But again, when you just follow back up with a, please tell me a little bit more about your side, please tell me these details, what if this, what if that, you're going to realize that you're actually in control of the situation, even though you're the one listening. So it will end up allowing you to negotiate less and get more out of the deal, which is a very interesting concept, because one of the things we always want to do as real estate agents, as attorneys, as mortgage brokers, we all want to negotiate everything up front and get it all closed out so that we can just hash out all the details, and we're going to talk a lot and we're going to tell them the reasons why. And sometimes it's important in negotiations to leave things for later, to leave some ammunition for when you hit certain points that you need more. And that's when this whole listening strategy and finding out what is available. So sometimes when we're listening, people will actually tell us the things that they would actually negotiate on without even realizing that they actually told us that that's an option. When you allow somebody to feel like they're free-flowing and free-talking, a lot of times they start to get into that friend zone where they start talking about things that maybe they shouldn't be, but they're so comfortable in the fact that you're allowing them to speak and that you're asking them these little questions that they start to divulge more information than they should. And you, as the person just asking these simple little questions and listening, you seem like you're very available. You seem like you're a great person because you're a listener and because you're paying attention to everything they say. And because if you're doing good at it and you're just asking these right little tiny questions, it shows extreme interest and it tells them that, hey, not only does that person love themselves and love to talk a lot, but you love to listen to them talk a lot. And that's an important part of this whole thing. You actually want to make it seem like you're actually wanting to listen. One of the things that a lot of people do wrong when it comes to listening is during the time that they're listening, they pull out their cell phone, they play with a fidget spinner, they pop a pen in and out, they do things like shuffle their feet around, they look around the room, they stare out the window, they do everything but be an active, engaged listener. Now, when I was younger, I can thoroughly admit it was very difficult for me to actively engage listen. I was kind of like, what does that even mean? I don't really get it. But the reality is you want to be looking that person in the eye. And one of the things you want to do is take notes while you're listening. Have a piece of paper in front of you and just be taking out key notes. And those notes are what you're going to use to actually ask your questions. You're going to take things that they said, you're going to restate them, and then you're going to ask the question. So, you told me that you're interested in 3 bedrooms. Why is it that you're interested in 3 bedrooms? I didn't ask them how many children they have, which could have been a question that I asked them, except for in the legal world here, we have familial status as a protected class, but I could certainly ask them what they plan on doing with the 3 bedrooms. They may tell you in turn, okay, I plan on using 1 of the bedrooms as an office and 2 of them for me and my wife, because we each have our own bedroom. And you might say, okay, well, that's kind of strange, but okay, they need 3 bedrooms. And now also, they've told you that they need 3 bedrooms because 1 could be an office. So maybe you don't need 3 definable bedrooms. You need a bonus room of some sort that could become an office in 2 bedrooms. But by asking these simple questions and asking them in more of a form of taking what they said, reiterating it, and asking it back to have them fill in the blanks of why, it actually helps you out a lot more than you think it would. Actually saves you a lot of wasted time, because when we speak too much, we actually create the need that they don't actually have. We say things like, oh, wouldn't you love a 3-bedroom? And they're like, yeah, that'd be perfect. And that's what got them into the idea that a 3-bedroom was an office plus 2 bedrooms. So when we listen more and ask these questions back, we seem available, and these notes we actually take, they're going to help us ask the appropriate questions. The other thing with taking notes that it can do is can actually focus you. So if you're somebody that's a scatterbrain and you're all around and you have trouble actually paying attention to people talking, this listening thing's going to be painful at first. So the note-taking aspect of it will give you something to focus on. Focus on finding those key points, writing the note, keeping them in an organized fashion. It'll also show the person that you're an active, engaged listener, that you're not just listening and letting the air blow in one ear and out the other ear, but you're actually listening to what they have to say, and you're actually taking notes to see more information about things. And you can say things every once in a while like interesting or please tell me more. But don't be one of those people that fakely injects those little noises and yep. That's a wicked turnoff when someone's listening to you. You, it's perfectly fine to say, hey, can you tell me a little bit more about that part? But it is a strange turnoff to have somebody just keep going, And it is something that we do on phones quite often because we can't physically see one another. And it's to show the person that you're still on the line and that it isn't just a dead piece of air. But in person, you really don't need those things. I think as we spend so much time on the phone or on internet-based talking devices that we sometimes fill that dead air or space in with those in person now, but they do come off as awkward, so try to stay away from those. One of the other things you can do with these notes is you can actually learn about the people. As they tell you the different answers and they speak more and more about it, as you're writing these notes, you're going to learn about the person and you're going to enter it into your CRM. For those who are unaware, a CRM is a client relationship management software, and that is somewhere where you can take all your notes about your clients and put them in, as well as manage your deals and everything. By adding these different notes in, as you learn more about them, needs a big yard for a dog, all these things, it's going to make you seem like you care a lot more in future conversations when you bring up things that happened in previous conversations because of the fact that you took these great notes and you know so much about the person that's actually speaking with you. So listening can tell you a lot of information about the person, and listening can actually build a great relationship, because when you're a good listener and you hear everything that's said, not just listen and let it go through, but you listen and hear and put together what everything that was actually said, you're going to build that relationship with the person where they feel like you really are a part of the inner working group and people that they can actually trust. So it's going to help you out big time when it comes to working with the person. And one thing about people is they negotiate best with people who actually listen to them and know about them, because they're willing to give their friend a deal versus the person across the hall working for another business, the person trying to take their money. That's not somebody they really want to give a deal to. They really want to give a deal to somebody that they know and trust. And the person who listens to them most is going to build the most trust with them. And then when it comes down to everything, a listener is seen as a person who puts the other person first. We all know somebody who we really appreciate, because when life gets tough, when maybe something goes wrong in life, we all have that friend or family member that we can call and we can just drain to. We can say all the things that we wouldn't say to somebody else, and we know that they're going to listen to us, that they're going to keep our talk private, and that they're going to have good things to say at the end because they actually listen to what we say, versus the friend that just goes, yeah, I bet, well, get over it. And that is one of the things that we all go to in our personal relationships, but one of the things we forget is business relationships are no different than personal relationship, except for that they involve money and higher stress. So when you're a good listener and you're putting the other person first, you're actually going to build what they know of as a normal relationship, what they usually seek out in their regular day-to-day lives. And in business, they're actually going to seek you out to help them out. So being a good listener has a lot of advantages. There's a ton more things that listening comes into play with. We can talk in future podcast episodes about different ways to ask these little prying questions and how to take better notes and everything like that. But the key that I want you to take away from this podcast is that you just need to start actively thinking about listening. Start measuring how much listening you're doing versus how much speaking you're doing, and pay attention to that, because listening and watching people is the ultimate way to learn, and to learn without the burn, learn without having to have the issue happen to you. You're learning from other people and other people's experiences, which can really ultimately save you a lot of trouble and time. My father always said to me, you got two eyes, two ears, and one mouth, so use them accordingly. And what that means is that between your two eyes and your two ears, 80% of the time you should be listening and learning and watching what people do, and only 20% of the time you should be talking. And when you do that, you're going to find a lot more success in life. I hope this podcast helps you with getting along with your clients better, with learning to be a better negotiator, and with learning to express your listening skills at a better level with everybody. Not only should you be doing this in business, but you should also be doing this with your personal life. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can feel free to DM me, PM me, call me, whatever works best for you. Make sure to follow the podcast and tell your friends about it. If you haven't yet joined the Facebook group, Real Facts on Real Estate, it's time to join now. The group's over 1,000 members and growing quickly. We have a lot of great interviews on there. We have a lot of great information. Thanks for listening to the podcast this week. I really appreciate you all, and have a great week.